only tracks echot. So if a person does one mitzvah, he's kind of tracked it, but eva veya achas kind of like a big achas. And tshuva meisim teiva kisiz nefronis. So the Maral says, kamzea maim and yismach, kibizman echot, hei rebe lezu v'yakam et meya, yisku mutshe chacham, shei bizman echot. So it's chronologically compatible. Kisi shei mashim et doirom aizmanam. Atlai b'doyachat agamri. Raylos appears to be into Musa Hambiyaha, Prism Shenokhaikim Bizman. In Loish and Nira Mevua, Kemusa Shechel Zelazelfik, Mevua appears available. So, you have over here something which, unless they would be at some Nifdal, unless they're very similar, the Seder Mishnah is to go to feed Dar Dar. And the dafkif is something that is very shaykh, there's going to be a reason why it's stuck in. I would add in a knage, but it's not necessary, but still I think it's right, that things that are the same tkufa, the etzim will have a kesh with each other. Now, if these are divrei Torah that were the chashuv divrei Torah of that tkufa, and this is what the, this was the necessary for that door, or express the chelak of Torah that there, so, but mainly that there would be a iskashus and one following the other. Now he says the imtayma kamaron is ulatzmam, and even if you want to say that there's a smichus, yesh leimah. So he's going to make a smichus. Mipnei shama ki ma malta b'tiras kar harbe yesh b'tenlach. Upirashnu b'zeh ki afim lomidav echad b'tirah einech shavadav echad ak laharbe. Which only Bryce and Rosha can borrow my jacket, get on my floor, is shown what a test of our the material he must start. The Omru to Hamater can a kulam, but the Lemish is Peteris car cloli. He missed by sorrow, Mr. Cloli. O Kiloma Shaisi Mitzaha sort of Echad built Hamater of car cloli. The Kasomaha of Isi Mitzahas, the Lemish is a Mitzah in a Kakmash Peteris, and so on. So let's talk about this Nikuda, I guess, before Shavuot, it's the right Nikuda to talk about. When we speak about Torah and Mitzvahs, there seems to us sometimes a reluctance to talk about it in that language, because Achakol, at the end of the day, it's all Mitzvahs. You know, every Mitzvah is wonderful in its own way, and the Shabbos is being made on the world, that it's like a Shabbos, and if there's a Yom Shabbos that are very chashev, and you get to deal with it, if you're Machal Shabbos, we have a little bit of a hard time being kriveig that the kudus of which mitzvah is more chashev. We'll understand that every mitzvah has a Yom that they're chashev about it, and you know, each one in its turn has its milah. But Talmud Torah always seems to us very, very different. There's a Talmud Torah connected kulam in the sense of, even though other mitzvahs also shakul, but in the sense that halachically we're supposed to be sitting and learning unless you can't do the mitzvah of Adim Yishar Acha, so there's nobody else to do it, then you go ahead and you do it. So there is a difference between Torah and other mitzvahs in terms of which takes precedence. That's, you know, that's clear. So what exactly is, you know, in the world of Chibas, of Ruchnis, Yikikinyanim, how do you put one against the other? So we need to understand Torah and mitzvahs are very different. There is a mila in mitzvahs that you don't have in Torah, and there is a mila in Torah you don't have in mitzvahs. The mila in mitzvahs, so mitzvahs are more physical, they're very physical activities that are type. So the mila of it is that it brings down a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the lowest doctor of the world, the most physical of the world. And as a person is basic in Yana Mitzvahs, with, and he does Mitzvahs, in the fact that it's more ruchnis driven activity is a chshivas. But we have a little bit of a hard time understanding exactly how that manifests itself. I mean, why is not doing a physical activity a mila? Doing a physical activity has its mila because you bring its kush down here. Not doing a physical activity, what are the milas that go into that? So the mila is going to have to be milas in the tura of the mitzvah that you don't have in mitzvah maisis. And the most prominent distinction is the lack of gvulos. Whereas something that's physical fits into a tura that is very, very bounded. So the mosha maisa mitzvahs all have a zman. They have a zman, they have a makom. They have different, a specific chifet that is associated with all sorts of specific elements that are, you know, this chifet. Mitzvahs that are not like that, the Torah, which is beyond that, is not limited to any specific item, and that's why there's a vagif v'yom v'layla, and this Torah is Munachas Kansavis, and anyone who wants to take it can take it. Those are the milas of Torah that one naturally expects to be as a result of it not being as physical as other mitzvahs. But including that, there's another knach of mila in the mitzvah that you really, really don't have in Maisa mitzvahs. That's as follows. In the Akadosh Baruch Hu Kishal Atzma is Echad. In this world, it requires a Yishalkus into Pratim and Pertei Pratim and different Midas and Ifanim and so on in order to express it. I guess I can give you the marshal of having a globe that you're trying to project on a map, on a flat map, you end up somewhere along the line something is off, something is distorted. It doesn't work out well. And you need to play around with it and get a sense of how to deal with it. So you have either the shape, the distance, and so on. When you have a likus expressing itself in the physical world, so the fasting on Yom Kippur and the drinking on Purim really, really don't have, they're not the same. They're very, very different. They're very different activities. You can either be fasting or drinking. You can't be doing both together. The person can be either kamadikayas, other say a kamadipash, others say he can't be both together. The mitzvah that's ma'ir yira is not ma'ir ava, the mitzvah ma'ir ava is not ma'ir simcha. Each one has its own nekuda that this is what the chesed of mitzvah is. That's the limitation of any time something has come down to our world. Our world is a world of Yishalkus. The Marabba Masech Hashem means there are many elements, meaning different elements. There are not more elements than Lamala, obviously. It just means that the elements are separated more than the Alamala. That's what the meaning of that is. So we have a world that any mitzvahs that come of this world fall like that. The place where things connect is in machshava. But let's think of it in different ayfanim. When you have, let's something very, very basic. The heart of arithmetic or the heart of science is to see a pattern between items. So, Marshall, in my experience, apples have fallen off the tree, and pears have fallen off the tree, and rocks have fallen down, and rain falls down. Those events, the terrace events, are disparate events. Nothing connects the rock that fell down here to the apple from out there. The person, it's at the hair that the hairs all of it as being shayach to gravity. So the kesher between any physical item and the other one is the etzem tfisa, it's a havana. So in my understanding of gravity, this is it. A house has many different pieces of furniture, many different bits and pieces. It's the concept, the tfisa of it, that makes it one item. This is a house, and the house has a chimney, and it has steps, and it has beds, and it has tables and chairs, and so on and so forth. So the chelik of the aver and the person that connected all together is be'etzem the seichel of das. The das of the person most, I mean, if you were to ask yourself, explain what the task of das in the world is, the answer is to put things together. To sense each thing separately, it doesn't take a ben das to sense that there's something falling on top of him. That he needs to have the either eyes to see it or a sense of touch. So each time something fell on him, he picks it up through his senses. That's not seichel. So put together all the inyanim, that it's one pattern, so that means there's a klal gadol that shayeth to it. That's something that is the tafkid of the seichel, the das. So the das and seichel comes from a more conceptual place. So the law of nature, the law of gravity as a law of gravity, is that's not it's not a double soul mamish. It's not something that you can tap it in any sense, touch it or tap it. It's not that type of thing. But what it is it's something that a person can have. In the world of Torah and mitzvahs, it's the same thing. Torah is something which allows us to be taifis ruchni. It means sad, it's kloli yeshabai. Mitzvahs give us a more vivid impact. So when a person sits and eats a kezayis mar, so the kezayis mar is bitter, and the sensation of having to swallow something bitter gives him a most vivid sense of the Golas and the tribe. And that can't be matched by thinking about it or understanding it, because all the understanding in the world doesn't come to actually experiencing it. But the understanding of the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the going to HaSinai, the getting to Torah, the whole picture together, that's only Shayach in the world of the Seichel, the Das. In the world of the physical experience, we experience each thing separately, not together. So Torah goes in klolim, because that is what Torah is. Torah is the metzias that is klol everything, because the das and the seichel is klol everything. The types of chazal where the muscle where it says that zek mal gadol b'teira. It's the hedya not talking about not what it is. What it is a it's telling me it meets not Talmud Torah. It's a certain tfisa of how do I understand Chalkei Torah. If I don't have a Klal Gadol b'Torah, then I have a problem because I'm not actually Torah-tic. So someone will ask, what's the point of a Klal Gadol b'Torah? If a person should, a person loving mitzvahs, the answer is yes. Doing the mitzvahs and in making any type of reference to the more important, less important, is not good. But to be able to be taifis Torah the way it ought to be mitzvah in its entirety, the only way to do it is to do it through klolim. Anything else is clawing, can't move. They've developed robots that mimic it strongly, and it requires the analyzing thousands and thousands of parts of movements. And they've done it. All of it, but they've done a lot. When it comes to the brain, they're baffled. And the reason they're baffled is because they can't wrap their hands around any bits and pieces. You know, in the hand, moving a muscle, it's very complex, very swift, but it's each cell pulls another cell in a certain way, in a certain direction, and you can analyze it as many chalakim working in tandem, but there's no bittle of any one chalik. And so it's very clear when you, from the minute you start moving your hand, what exactly is pulling, pushing. It's just a lot, but you can figure it out, and it's not impossible. Try messing how the mind works. The mind always seems to work a group of cells together are doing something, and there doesn't seem to be any, you know, it's not like when the idea came in, this thought, and this pushed this, and this pushed that. We see the parts of the brain that are active, but where's the equivalent of a computer program that sort of is processing things step by step? We don't know of any. We don't have any. It's something that's not the, it's just not the materials that we live in. So the tfisa of Teich Ladas belongs to the world where things are quality, and the Mela is going to, it's not going to be Nitzvah. In through the eyes of Pratt. So when I Kodesh Kong gives the Torah, it's interesting, it's a machlokes. It's a Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, or it's Mr. Yemes Nitna. The logically, they should have each Kufa given the Torah, they'll need a fat Kufa. But there's a chistarin. In the Megillah Megillah Nitna, there's a chistarin because each Megillah in its own way is not really the Torah. Breaking Torah down into halakim basically means that Yibi Maskiya, the absence of Torah from it. Hilchus Sukkah on its own is the instructions of how to build a Sukkah. So it's a sniff of building a Sukkah. It doesn't stand in its own right as Torah. The answer is it does to some degree, because at the end of the day, it's something quite all the problem is Sukkah. But the whole thing is, in terms of our sense of it, of real Torah, it's very different. So in mitzvahs, adrava, each mitzvah you have, and if you have one mitzvah that you're particularly dedicated to, that's called a mitzvah achas. And that's a practice for a person, because a mitzvah achas, since mitzvahs are this world, each entity is shalom mitzvahs, right? And it creates a practice. In Torah, if you're missing something, then a lot more than what you're missing are you missing. Because in Torah, you need to have all the pieces together. That's the atmos of Torah. If you're lacking, but any small bit, but just like Rachmanis on a person who has something wrong in his brain, if you have something wrong in your hand, you can pinpoint exactly which motion you won't be able to do. In the brain, a lot more than what you are missing, you're missing. And the truth is vice versa also. Sometimes when the brain is able to recapture its functions, it's not because this heals, it's because the entire brain can actually do what the entire brain does. People who are very hard to be rehabilitated from a stroke, they usually end up, it's as if the mind bypasses that point over there. And so I was like, yes. Hi. Any questions?
So, would this also be a pshat in the machlekes as to whether or not at Sinai the Torah was given klalos and pratim and diktukah, or just the klalim, and the
right.
The other sheet which said it was only the klalim is because that's the way that a person is makabel Torah first.
Right.
Just
the, that's the right, exactly. And the pratim have to come out of the klalim. They can't be seen as being given in the shayrish. The shayrish is a klal, and the prat are pratim.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, very good.